Big businesses often oppose increased regulations, but not always. Take the Clean Power Plan. The Environmental Protection Agency's new rule requires states to reduce carbon emissions from power plants. The coal industry and some states are fighting the rule. But hundreds of businesses have stepped forward to support it. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant visited one of these companies, the big box office supplier, Staples.
Okay, I'm at a Staples store. I'm in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. I'm standing here, I'm looking at plastic bins. Some are bright green and bright pink. So, you know, it's somewhat surprising to hear that companies like Staples are doing things like building solar arrays and pushing for government policy on climate change.
This is really not a political issue. This is a strategic issue. It's a business issue. It's really rooted in just, you know, practical, you know, economics for us, you know, as much as anything. We believe this is just good, smart business.
That's Mark Buckley, Vice President of Environmental Affairs for Staples. His company is lobbying for President Obama's Clean Power Plan. Some states, like West Virginia and Ohio, are fighting the plan in court. Buckley and Staples signed on to a letter from over 300 companies, including General Mills, Nestle, and Unilever, to states that oppose the plan. The letter urges them to comply with it rather than fight. Why? They say businesses are already hurting from climate-related events like extreme weather. Buckley says they want the government to deal with climate now, so companies know what to expect and can plan ahead.
Well thought out policy and well thought out, you know, regulations can help provide the guardrails, I guess, for the highway that moves us to a different energy future.
But many fossil fuel heavy businesses like utilities that rely on coal and old line manufacturers don't want to be pushed into a different energy future. And in some states like Ohio, lawmakers are listening to them. Ohio State Senator Troy Balderson opposes the Clean Power Plan, and for similar reasons, he wants a continued freeze on the state's renewable energy portfolio standards. These standards give incentives to build wind and solar. Last year, Ohio temporarily froze the standards, and Balderson wants that freeze to continue indefinitely.
So I'm the anti-solar, I'm the anti-wind guy. I mean, I'm not. Okay? Let the businesses decide their own renewable choices, okay? That's going to be there. I mean, to me, let the economics play it out. Don't mandate something.
With help from Ohio's renewable mandates, Staples built a 2.2 megawatt solar array, which powers their distribution center in central Ohio. The company's Mark Buckley says they built it before Ohio froze its renewable standards. He says when the state was still mandating the use of renewables, it provided the backbone Staples needed to get the project done.
You know, sending the market signal that there's a certain carve-out of energy that needs to come from these renewable sources is the thing that actually drives the project financing and makes these projects, you know, something that makes sense for businesses like Staples.
So there's a divide in the business community, those that want the government to enact carbon limits and those that don't. Victoria Mills is with the Environmental Defense Fund.
Companies have a decision to make about are they going to put their resources into fighting a change and, you know, lobbying against something like the Clean Power Plan because they want to stay with the status quo, or are they going to think ahead about how they want their business model to change and the places where they can innovate to be a provider of clean energy and a user of clean energy.
Mills says it's the uncertainty that's difficult for many companies. They want to plan 5, 10, even 20 years out. But to do that, they need to know what kinds of energy they'll be using and how much it will cost. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.